From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has praised anti-government protesters in Iran at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, which the U.S. called to discuss the 22 people who have died in the demonstrations. Haley spoke about the responsibilities of the Tehran government with regard to those protests.
If the founding principles of this institution mean anything, we will not only hear their cry, we will finally answer it. The Iranian regime is now on notice. The world will be watching what you do.
Anti-government protesters who have taken to the streets of Tehran and smaller cities are upset about what the state of Iran's economy is, and they are also upset, they say, about government corruption. President Trump posted on Twitter late Friday approval of Senator Rand Paul's idea about ending aid to Pakistan. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord announced suspension of military aid to Islamabad.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel, the United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action they say would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. United States Treasury has placed sanctions on four current or former Venezuelan officials associated with corruption or repression. The four officials' assets subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. citizens are generally prohibited from dealing with them. Get more news at voanews.com. For the first time in 2 years, North Korea agrees to talks with South Korea. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting.
North and South Korea set to talk for the first time in 2 years. Pyongyang agreed to Seoul's offer for dialogue Friday, only hours after the U.S. and the South delayed a joint military exercise that was set for next month. The North gave its consent for the talks to be held next Tuesday at the border truce village called Panmunjom. President Donald Trump and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in said late Thursday that annual large-scale military drills typically held in the spring will now take place after the Winter Games. What hasn't changed anyone's stance on the North's nuclear weapons. Kim Jong-un announced earlier this week in a New Year's Day speech his country will now focus on mass-producing missiles for deployment. Trump, for his part, said Thursday the talks were a good thing. He also took credit for any dialogue between the two sides, tweeting, "Does anybody really believe that talks and dialogues would be going on if I wasn't firm, strong, and willing to commit our total might against the North?"
Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Catalans attending the traditional Three Kings parade in the town of Manresa late Friday wore yellow in a show of support for jailed pro-independence leaders. Luis de las Heras was among the demonstrators.
Tonight, if you go in every town in Catalonia, you would see a lot of people wearing yellow scarves, yellow bonnets, I mean everything with yellow, even yellow light with the mobile phones. Unfortunately, we have still four political prisoners, and about 80% of the people in Catalonia are very sad with that. If you remember having seen the Magic Kings speaking to the people, when they say, "We have a desire to live in freedom and democracy," all the people began to clap their hands.
Spain's Supreme Court ordered Catalonia's former vice president, Oriol Junqueras, to remain in custody after more than 2 months in prison while authorities investigate his role in the Spanish region's independence movement. The annual Three Kings or Epiphany Parade celebrates the day three biblical wise men are said to have arrived with gifts for the infant Jesus 12 days after Christmas. Social media giant Twitter has reiterated its stance that accounts belonging to world leaders have special status, pushing back against calls from some users for the company to ban President Trump. The debate over the president's tweets grew this week when he tweeted that he had a much bigger nuclear button than North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Critics said the tweet violated Twitter's ban against threats of violence. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.